Oh, I heard. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's recording. So.
You ready for the draft?
I'm ready for the draft. Are you ready for the draft?
I couldn't be any more ready for the draft.
And we couldn't be any more ready for the draft. We're actually recording this via phone with an app we probably just downloaded 3 minutes ago.
And it's probably a Russian spy program.
Probably, and I probably have malware all over my phone now. But we wanted to get the message out that we're not going to have a full podcast for today like we originally anticipated. But over the next few days, you can expect some mini podcasts before we have our full-length podcast up probably next week. And once we figure out that date, we'll have that prepared for you and shared. And just real quickly, Andrew, anything you're looking forward to, anything you want to mention about your final mock?
Yeah, I was trying to be consistent. I didn't want to cover all of my bases and whatever the Steelers do, come back and say, look, see, I got it right. I feel like that's happening a lot right now. And one of the things that I saw with ETN, I just feel like ETN might be either one, the last running back left for the Steelers, or two, it might be who they're looking at the whole time, and it's an Eddie Lacy, Le'Veon Bell type situation.
Yeah, and you know what? I was doing some reading of Jerry Dulac's chat and just some information from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And I think Dulac said, don't forget about Travis Etienne. And he also said, too, that whichever running back they do select, it's going to be indicative of which direction the offense goes this year under Matt Canada. So I think that's a great pick that you've made. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing if that happens. My first-round pick didn't change. It's still going to be Najee Harris. Will that be the selection? I don't know. I'm seeing some reports that potentially the Steelers are going to go after Zaven Collins, or Ed Bouchette of The Athletic has said that he thinks they may trade back in the first round to acquire some more picks. And I'm also hearing some rumblings about Trey Sermon in round two, potentially Kyle Trask being drafted, quarterback right out of Florida. So it's shaping up to be pretty exciting tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. This is a great weekend for football, Andrew. And when we come together for our next full-length podcast, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, hey, I will be in touch soon. And our listeners, we will be sharing a lot of content with you over the next few days. We hope you enjoy the draft and have a wonderful day.
All right, man.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.